The general consensus among the writers who sat at the roundtable-style discussion is that Florida's environment is very unique compared to those of the other states. Gary Marmino runs the Florida Studies program at USF St. Petersburg. He said that regardless of the current economic crisis that Florida and the rest of the nation is in, Floridians have the advantage of living in a state with an exceptional environment. Marmino said Floridians need to get outside more and take advantage of it all.
To paraphrase Marjorie Stoneman Douglas's opening line in Everglades River Grass, there's no other place quite like Florida in the world. I mean, southernmost state. We have dozens of distinct ecosystems, two time zones, 1,400 or 1,700 rivers, depending on how you define them, some magnificent estuaries. It's an amazing place.
Sim Orr is the author of the Florida Fabulous series, which include the works Canoe and Kayak Trail Guide and Natural Places. He said it is Florida's climate that sets the state apart from the others and enhances its natural environment.
Florida is what I call a very green state in the sense that we have warmth most of the year. Things stay green all year long, except for a little period like now where we have a freeze. So you can pretty well get out in the wilderness all the time, and you can pretty well always see wildflowers. You can pretty well always see animals, whereas other places you can't even get outdoors in the winter or everything turns brown. That's a really nice part for our state.
In recognizing the need to nurture Florida's delicate ecosystems, the writers addressed several of the problems that threaten the natural environment. Orr said one of the most harmful contributors that are affecting Florida's many waterways is runoff. And the most amazing thing, he said, is how easy it would be to correct the problem, such as by setting septic tanks further away from the waterways or creating natural buffers by planting vegetation along the waterways. However, the dilemma, he says, is that there is no budget for it. So the effort must come through volunteers.
But the greatest threat that I see to our waterways is the runoff from our lands. And the runoff is coming from our lands is primarily nitrogen and phosphorus, which is used in fertilizer. Well, there's other sources of runoff. And all of this enriches the waters and causes things to grow that don't belong there. It goes out into our bays and it causes enrichment and causes algae to bloom in our bays and shade out seagrass beds, which are important to the health of the estuaries. Then it goes out into the Gulf, and we have dead zones in the Gulf now from nitrogen at the Mississippi River's mouth, but most of the stuff from our side of Florida goes down over the Keys and over the reefs and does damage to the reefs.
Terry Tomlin is the St. Petersburg Times outdoor editor. He said that among the issues that Florida faces, the most devastating has been the government's complete disregard for the coastline. Tomlin said the people in charge of building on the beaches should be put in jail, but instead they are civic leaders, and today Floridians are suffering from it.
You know, barrier islands move with every storm. You shouldn't build a condo on a barrier island. You know, barrier islands should be left alone and do like they do out west, where they leave the beach alone and then they build on the other side of the dune. But they didn't do that here. They built right on the barrier island with these shifting sands. So as a result, you got to build, you know, seawalls and groins and jetties and all that kind of stuff to try to stabilize something that's not meant to be stabilized. You know, I spent a lot of time out there surfing in the Gulf of Mexico and on the Atlantic coast too. And you can see where they try to do the beach renourishment. You know, we laugh because, you know, a year is going to go by, a couple of winter storms, maybe a hurricane or two, and all that sand that taxpayers pay for is going to be gone.
Today, Florida's population exceeds over 18 million, making it the fourth largest state in the nation. And in the next decade, the population is expected to grow to more than double. Joe Murphy is the Florida Program Director for the Gulf Restoration Network. He said he recognizes the damage that negligent development is causing to Florida's environment. And as the state continues to grow, Murphy said we need to find a balance between preserving natural habitats and housing people.
Really, it's very poor policies on the part of the state of Florida dealing with growth. Everything from loss of wildlife habitat to water pollution from growth, just to the number of new subdivisions and commercial developments that are being built on a regular basis. And even though the economy is in a little bit of a downturn right now, I mean, when things pick back up, the growth machine is going to pick up with a lot of energy. And what we need in Florida is to have a balance between protecting our water, protecting wildlife, protecting habitat, and finding places for people to live. What we've had for the last 50 to 100 years is build it as fast as you want, whenever you want, however you want. That's got to change if we're going to keep any semblance of sanity in this state.
Virtually all of the speakers said that the biggest problem in Florida is that people do not get outdoors. St. Petersburg Times' Terry Tomlin said that it is difficult to discuss some of the issues that Florida is dealing with when people do not know what you are talking about and do not care.
You live on a big peninsula surrounded by water with, you know, hundreds of rivers and trails, and people spend most of their lives walking from their air-conditioned house to their air-conditioned car to their air-conditioned office, and they really don't experience, you know, what the state has to offer. And, you know, I think that the more people experience the outdoors, the more they're likely to try to take care of it and preserve it. And it's a hard sell for somebody to say, hey, listen, you can't develop this wetland if they don't know what a wetland is, if they've never been out there. So the more people get out and the more people enjoy the state and experience it, the more people there will be to protect the environment.
The writers encourage Floridians to get involved with local grassroots organizations to help preserve Florida's nature. For WMNF News in St. Petersburg, I'm Concetta DeLuca.